Ohio Valley states are reopening their economies amid still rising coronavirus cases. One sector that's been hit particularly hard is the meatpacking industry, with more than 480 workers in Kentucky testing positive for COVID-19. Liam Niemeyer reports.
It's the uncertainty that gets to Darlene Davis, the uncertainty of when she'll see her elderly mother in person again, the uncertainty of her coworkers' health, the uncertainty of this new coronavirus. Davis says that uncertainty became fear for many of her co-workers at the JBS Swift meatpacking plant in Louisville when a fellow worker died of the virus early last month.
Everyone was upset because we worked close with them, and they was just scared, not knowing the unknown, and then having someone that you work so closely with to pass away.
Davis is the chief union steward at the plant for the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 227. It's a union that represents workers at several meatpacking plants across Kentucky and southern Indiana. She says JBS USA didn't immediately tell workers about the death, and she says JBS has not been transparent about positive coronavirus cases at the plant. State health officials say there are at least 67 cases at the plant so far out of the 1,200 workers there.
I try to keep in touch with the ones that are out, checking on them to see how they're doing, if I can, because I don't know if they're going to come back.
And meatpacking plants across the country, including JBS in Louisville, are being mandated by the federal government to stay open, even as COVID-19 cases spike in these type of facilities. JBS and most meatpacking companies say they are checking worker temperatures, placing plastic barriers in between workers, and staggering breaks to reduce worker contact. But union workers in the Ohio Valley say that's still not enough.
But when we go to the production floor, we're within 18 inches of the next person.
That's Jason Wilson, who's a union leader at the Tyson Foods plant in Henderson County, Kentucky. He says workers are still packed together on the production line, even with face masks and plastic barriers.
They got plastic hung in between us, side by side and in front of us. But at the end of the day, will it be enough?
His plant was one of 14 plants across the country that reopened after temporary closures for sanitizing and cleaning. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, in a release, said these reopenings were a reckless move because of the inadequate protection and not enough testing. And for some workers, the outbreaks at these plants are being brought back home to their families. Jose Andreas is a production supervisor at the Purdue Farms plant in Ohio County, Kentucky. A Guatemalan native, Andreas has been living in the U.S. through the DREAM Act. He says he tested positive for the virus on April 18th.
By that time, my wife was showing the same symptoms that I had, and we have an eight-month-old baby. So that's just what came rushing through my head was my daughter.
The Purdue Farms plant has the most confirmed COVID-19 cases among all Kentucky meatpacking plants after the state tested all employees there. Andreas was one of the first of 282 cases reported so far.
It was just a scary situation that I wouldn't wish it on anybody, you know.
Andreas and his family recovered, but one worker at his plant did not and died. Worker safety advocates have called on the federal government to issue enforceable safety standards for these plants as they continue operating. But so far, only optional guidance has been given. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and this station.